Welcome, everybody. Shir number 948. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we are, of course, in Simen Resh Tes Vav. And for a while, we want to try to, Bezras Hashem, work on one Simen at a time, which makes it much easier. Many times we do have cross-references, obviously, like in our Simen Resh Tes Vav. Since it talks about Amen, we've mentioned in the past, it also cross-references with Simen Kuf Chav Dalid, which talks about Amen. But it's a little bit of a different Amen. Those Amens in Kuf Chav Dalid is more Chazer Sashatz. Our Resh Tes Vav is more Klolius type of Amens, with a general all-day-long type of bracha. It's nothing to do so much with davening. And we've been working on the Bracha She'en Etzricha, Bracha Levatala, but zooming in a little bit stronger on Bracha She'en Etzricha, when and what it's all about, making a bracha that is not needed, which is not allowed to be done. Bracha Levatala in general is never allowed to be done, but Bracha She'en Etzricha, bracha that's not needed, is not allowed to be done. But there are certain times, we started discussing last time, there are certain times that one is allowed to say it. And we've been going through in those various different times, possibly that there's a machlokes apoiskim and somebody wants to get out of it. We mentioned last time, say, eating cake during a meal and so on. Okay. I just want to mention offhand another, in conjunction with the cake, there's another thing brought down the poiskim. I'm not reading this one inside, but because I want to go through the Sefer Yisrael Halachos right now, but in reference to fruit, right? Somebody they'll be eating fruit during the meal, or another possible thing by appetizers, it's a machlokes, I have a fruit cup, right, or fruit for an appetizer. So is the appetizer part of the meal, or is the appetizer not part of the meal? It's a machlokes. There are quite a number of poiskim who hold that it's part of the meal. Others say, no, it's not part of the meal. You have to make a bracha. So to get out of that, another way would be is to make a bracha on a fruit right before you're going to eat and have in mind all the fruits. But again, preferably, one should be careful to eat less than a kazayas. That's what's supposed to be done. To eat less than a kazayas, a little piece of whatever. Let's say you have the fruit cup, for example, right? And you want to get out of this machlokes of appetizers or even the whatever, by dessert it's not a machlokes, but you take a little piece of fruit, let's say even from the fruit cup, and but less than a kazayis, because you don't want to run into a question of a bracha achrayna, of a bar nefashis beforehand. So you make a bar priya eitz or bar priya adama, whatever the fruit is, and have in mind all the fruit you'll be eating during the meal. That could also be done, even though you say, one second, you're not supposed to be doing that. When the time comes in the middle of the meal, do what you have to do, right? Either make a bracha, don't make a bracha. Why are you making an extra bracha now? What, you're going to go now and wash? So the answer is no, because again, you want to get out of the machlekes, especially by appetizers, like we said, and you take, then you say you take a little piece of fruit, less than a kazayis. You don't have a problem of after bracha, and you have in mind all the fruit, including the appetizers or desserts or whatever it is that you will be eating during the upcoming meal. So that's another way of, another example of whereby an extra bracha that looks like quote unquote bracha she'en etzricha, not needed, is really bracha she'etzricha. It's really needed to get out of this machlekes. Okay, so an interesting, another interesting case which comes up. Somebody has brought fruit, also in reference to fruit, a little bit of a different case though. Somebody's brought fruit during the meal. Let's say on Shabbos. So the halacha is you're supposed to make 100 brachas a day, right? So, okay, the Mishnah has a whole cheshbon how we come up with that, but it gets sometimes complicated. Obviously, when you're not eating like Yom Kippur or whatever, something like that, that's a different story. That's why many people smell sometimes different things in shul, 100 brachas. Okay. But on Shabbos also, it's a little bit out of the realm because davening is different. There's less brachas and so on. So the question is, how do I work with it to get to my 100 brachas? So what a person wants to do is they want to get their fruit. They want to get their fruit during the meal. They get their fruit. Somebody brings them fruit during the meal, and they'll say, well, you know what? Instead of me making a bracha on the fruit on the meal, which I have to make a bracha on the fruit, right? And nothing to do with the case before. The case before was a separate case. This is a new case. I get fruit during the meal, I have to make a bracha. Finish. It's my dessert, or it's whatever it is. I eat fruit during the meal, I have to make a bracha. But I don't have to make an after bracha. Why don't I have to make an after bracha? Because it's covered by benching. But I want to get to my 100 brachas, and possibly I need one more, or two more, three hungry more, so I'll wait. I'm going to put the fruit aside. I'm going to bench, and then after benching, I'm going to make a Bere Pri Ha'etz or Bere Pri Adama, and then I'll make a Bere Nefashos. I'll eat enough. I'll make a Bere Nefashos like this. I'll have two brachas instead of having one bracha, which I make during the meal, and it's covered by benching. So now I'll have two brachas. I'll make my bracha on this fruit, which I'm going to put on the side till after benching, and now I'll have two brachas: a Bere Pri Ha'etz, a Bere Pri Adama, and the after bracha will be Bere Nefashos. So the question is, are you allowed to do that? Is that a bracha she'ein etzricha? What do you mean? You have the fruit in front of you. Go ahead and eat. Well, what are you playing games over here? You know, putting it till afterwards, and it's in front of you. Do what you have to do and make the bracha, and then that's it. You'll find something else to make a different bracha. Are you allowed to do such a thing? So in reference to, is that considered a real quote-unquote bracha she'ein etzricha, where it's not allowed to be done? Is that the case? So he says like this, in Ois Chav Dalet, just to start it, and we'll continue next year, in Ois Chav Dalet, again in Reish Tez Vav, Oitzer Alachis, El Hoitzer Brachas B'Shabs, Kedei Lahashlem Minyan Meya Brachas. You want to finish the 100 Brachas, says the Sefer Oitzer Alachis, Af the Gam B'Shabs, is also Ligra and Brachas, Shed Itzricha, Kedei Lahashlem Minyan Meya Brachas, right? So that's an interesting point. I'll just cause myself to make, let's say this is not the case, but the halacha is you have to make 100 brachas. So I'll cause myself to make extra brachas on Shabbos. You can't do that. That also you can't do, right? So that's what he says. He brings this from the Magen Avraham, Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that after Gam B'Shabbos is even on Shabbos, you have to make 100 brachas, and it's hard for me, right, because of the various different ways that we daven on Shabbos. So I'll cause myself to make brachas that possibly might not be needed and get to the 100 brachas. You're not allowed to do that either. After Gam B'Shabbos is also Ligroim Bracha Shenitzricha. Even on Shabbos, you're not allowed to make a Bracha Shenitzricha. Kedei Lahashlem Binyan Meya Brachas, in order to be able to get to my 100 brachas. Okay, so that's what he starts off with. But he says, just we'll start off, and like I said, we're going to finish upcoming Shirim. Afilu Hachi, Yesh Matirim B'Shabbos Kesheviu Loi Peris P'sei Chasuda La'nichem Ad La'chasuda Kedei Levarich Aleim Bracha Chroina. That some want to say that you could push off those fruits for after the meal, but some say not. V'yesh oishrim. Some say you can't do that. Okay, we'll get more into this machlokes upcoming shiurim. Thank you for listening. Atzlocha bracha kol tuv.